Welcome back, college best friends.
I fucked up the entrance already.
Nice. Well,
how are you guys?
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
We had a great Thanksgiving.
We missed you.
We weren't together.
Thank you for sticking with us and for still listening, even though we had to go on a one-week break.
We're going to do a lot of stuff this week,
yeah,
we swear.
Got a lot of good news.
Good Thanksgiving news.
Yeah,
we'll give you some Thanksgiving tea.
Ryan and I just found out some really exciting news that
we
inadvertently scheduled the same portrait time for our senior portraits.
Because we're old and we're seniors.
That
blows my mind.
Gross. But
and
we're
I'm
also
that we
we're
do it
also,
together.
We're also the same. We didn't even confer.
We didn't even do it
at the same time.
We just know because we're best friends.
And I'm quite thrilled about it because now I won't be
alone. Ooh,
that
was a harmony.
Beautiful.
Didn't plan that.
Oh, guys, we're on a roll today. And also, this is our first time seeing each other since we've been back.
I have not seen Sophia.
I haven't seen you either, Rin.
I know.
Like yesterday.
Sophia, what time did Sophia get back?
I got
yesterday?
Back at 2:30, missed all my classes.
Yes,
well,
did.
I just missed the first two and
just
the other
tap.
Two. I did. Did we learn a lot?
Yeah, I have the video to teach you.
Oh, no.
You're ready for a full-blown routine, honey.
Freaking
it's hard.
Fuck. It's hard?
Yeah, we learned a lot of new steps too.
Oh my god. I'm gonna die. And I literally just wrote.
Sophia's very talented though. So.
I'm not a tippity tapper, but it's so funny because I literally just wrote in the paper that we have to submit dance papers.
Which is not a fun time for people who are not dancers.
And it's not fun for people who are dancers because you have to talk about like, oh, your progress and stuff like that. I'm like, you're the teacher, you should know our progress.
Yeah,
and
like, I mean Sophia was texting me, she's like, please just bullshit this paper for me, Ryan. I don't know what to say.
And I'm like, yes, it's good to be self-reflective, but not in two pages. Give me like half a page.
I know,
but
right?
Anyway, I literally just wrote in the paper how I've been getting better at picking up choreography. Watch that all fall to pieces.
I wrote in my paper, a college paper, that my face looks like I'm constipated whenever I'm doing flaps. And I was like, please, I hope for next semester I don't look like I'm a constipated person.
So there was one week where I was really sick and I was sitting on the side of class because like I wasn't sick enough to like miss class.
But she was sick.
But I just could not move.
It infected my jacket, mind you.
Yes, I did because I wrapped myself in Rin's jacket.
It.
And I was sitting on the couch in the tap box. We have a couch in our tap box.
We're bougie like that at Muhlenberg College.
It's a shitty ass couch.
It's
no,
shitty.
It's not.
It's old.
For sets because we have rehearsals in there too. And I was lying on the couch and I see Rin flapping, which is like a tap move, and his whole body just like hinges forward.
I lean forward. I'm like, oh my gosh, I
so,
can't
like,
move my leg.
He's like moving his leg very fast and his whole upper body is moving really fast too, but like his like waist is not moving. So
no, it stays still.
So it's like your upper body is moving from your waist forward very fast in time with your feet, and it's hilarious, and you look like you're just gonna like tip over.
I'm gonna fall over whenever I tap.
You're gonna like flap so hard you fall.
Yeah, it was great. Sophia missed a class on Monday where
because I didn't get that till late, but
we had our teacher's daughter and
no, she was there
in.
And I missed it. Are
yes.
you kidding
and,
me?
And everyone was being very, very loud, and in this class we have a bunch of freshmen.
Oh god,
who are very loud. And I was like, guys, shut up. And our teacher, Nicole, turns to me and she goes, guys, whenever Ryan says stop talking, stop talking.
Oh my god.
And that's what I did.
Oh my
the entire
god.
Class.
You do that. And then I essentially picked our song.
Sophia picks our tap song
because
everyone wants her approval and opinion.
No, it's just that I refused to dance to anything else that I didn't want to do. So I was like, no, I'm not dancing to that. Oh my god, hashtag senior power.
Senior power. But yes, yeah,
no, don't
got
be
back.
Don't abuse your power as a senior.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
These kids look up to you, and it's like funny, but like they really do. Like
I
the
know.
Kids in our class will
and
look
like,
up to us and like try to talk to us outside of class. And most of the time I don't want to talk to them, but then I'm like, wow. We
it's
should
like,
respond to them.
Yeah, it's kind of sad because like I remember what it was like when I was a freshman and I wanted the upperclassmen's approval.
I really did.
I can't remember if we talked about this already on the podcast.
I don't think we did.
If not, we're rehashing it. So I remember what it was like being a freshman and I really wanted the upperclassmen's approval and I wanted to be friends with them. And I remember like being one of those freshmen who tried like a little too hard maybe or like was always really enthusiastic. But now I, like, get where the seniors are coming from because I'm like, I just don't care
like,
anymore.
I'm almost done. I want out.
Yeah, I'm almost done. I already have my friends. I'm not
yeah.
I'm not here to make friends.
I'm here
I?
To make enemies.
No, is that every reality star ever. I'm not here to make friends.
Oh, that's like the what's it called? Jersey Shore stuff. What's mine?
Like Bachelor. That would be like my Jersey Shore intro.
Yeah, like I'm from the Jersey Shore, bitch. Or I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet.
I'm not here to make friends.
That's Real Housewives of Muhlenberg College is Sophia Richter's catchphrase.
What's yours?
Mine? I don't even know. Back the hell out of my way.
Get the hell out of my way.
If you don't know that reference, go look up the worst Legally Blonde video ever and you'll find it.
Yes, I would 10 out of 10 recommend. What is it, like Red Door, Red Stage?
It's just not good.
Legally Blonde. Look it up on YouTube.
Back the hell out of her way.
No, what your catchphrase would be iconic.
Oh, that's me. I have a sweater that says iconic, actually.
Gucci. You say Gucci a lot now.
I do say Gucci a lot. It's like my phrase for good.
I knew you used to say that a lot when we were like in 10th grade.
You know, I'm just getting, it's making a comeback. I'm making the comeback, guys.
Ew. I just pulled a fuzz out of my hair.
That's a mood.
Ew.
That's a real.
It felt almost slimy a little bit, so I was really fucking nervous.
We're really honest and candid here with you guys, we swear.
I was like, what could possibly be in my hair?
Oh, my God. Ooh. Anyway, Sophia got back on Monday at 2:30. Yes. I got back on Sunday at, I think it was 2:00, because my ride was like, we're leaving at 12. And I was like, okay, that's so early.
Yeah.
But thankfully, I got to do all my homework that I had not done because I forgot that we had homework over break.
What homework? Oh, the tap papers. The aforementioned tap papers.
Tap papers to write. I had Jewish drama plays to read. Oh. I had sex on stage.
You're just going to end it with, I had sex on stage.
No, I had sex on stage, plays to read, and papers to write for that. And then Michelle Murray, my sweet mate, walks in at 5:52 and goes, Ryan, we got 8 minutes to get to the chapel. And I had just forgotten that
can you just imagine, like, 8 minutes to get to the chapel? Am I getting married? What?
Get me to the church on time. No. She was like, we have 8 minutes to get to rehearsal. And I was like, I have rehearsal for what? I forgot that I'm in a show this weekend. I'm in a concert called The Candlelight Carols. It just happens at Muhlenberg College.
You're a moron.
Didn't remember. But thank God I got there and like they had cookies and hot chocolate.
Oh, yum.
I know, and I got to eat all of those cookies.
I bought hot chocolate this weekend, so I have lots of hot chocolate. We can have hot chocolate.
Oh, yes, after this, guys.
My mom is the greatest woman alive, and she sent me back with so much of her homemade food, and my mom is an amazing cook, and then she gave me money to go snack shopping, and my brother and I bought so much junk.
Oh, how is your brother? How is his first semester?
Oh, he's Does he so love it? Cute.
Sophie has a brother who is a freshman at University of Albany.
Yeah, and he's New just York. A cutie.
He's so cute.
And, you know, it's a transition for Will.
I know.
As it is for any freshman, but he's like the best sport ever and he's cute. And I was texting him today, actually. Okay.
Tell me.
Thanksgiving. As you know, after Thanksgiving, we'll get to Thanksgiving, but yeah, I guess we'll go backwards because Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Ooh. And I forgot that Cyber Monday was a thing.
Yes.
What is that?
It's Black Friday.
But on a Monday. Then why is it called Black Friday?
Because
Black Monday.
No, because Black Friday is typically mostly in stores, but Cyber Monday is everything online.
Well, I understand. That made sense to me from cyber.
Yeah, but it's like you don't want. Well, then you get 2 days of discounts instead of one, Rin.
I do love me some discounts.
Yeah, and it's better for me because, you know, like I'm still in a food coma on Friday. So I need a time to, you know, digest.
Did you not go shopping on Friday?
Of course not.
What? Even I went shopping. I don't like shopping.
Oh my God. I hate shopping.
You take me with you and I'm like, oh wait, it'll be 5 minutes, right? An hour and a half later. And I'm like, what outfit Pretty did much. You buy? Nothing. They buy nothing. They buy no outfits. They try them on. And I'm like, great, it's pretty.
Who else can relate? It's fun to try.
It's not fun to try.
I like to play.
I go in with a mission. I have my mission.
I like to play in the stores, Rin.
Oh my God. Then these people ask me, they're like, oh, what are you at bed? Are you looking for something specific? No, I'm gazing.
I am gazing and grazing.
I'm gazing and grazing.
I actually went shopping on Tuesday.
When you came back yesterday? Today?
No.
Last Tuesday.
Okay. And at Marshall's. And my brother Will, the aforementioned Will, he was like, he's like, you idiot. Why didn't you go shopping on Black Friday? I'm like, it's Marshall's. Every day is Black Friday.
I don't know. I've never been to Marshall's.
Okay, next time you come to my house,
okay.
I had to go to Marshall's because there's a shoe mega store near my house.
I love shoes.
And that's my happy place.
Oh, my God.
That's why I had to go in by myself. I like to just browse.
Oh, my God. I went to the thrift store for the first time.
No way. What do you mean the first time?
I'd never gone to a thrift store.
What's wrong with you?
I went with Carly, my other sweet mate, Carly Palizzi, And she goes, we can go to the thrift store. I was like, what's that? We get there. And I got the cutest sweater that I wore on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I got a cute scarf for $2. I got
I love your
four
scarf.
Pairs of socks for, I think it was $3.99.
Fuck me up.
It was great. And I like it was just, and like I was like, I like to look at all different kinds of clothing, like not just stereotypically men's clothing, but I was looking at the females, like the women's clothing. They had some great stuff that I got too.
What'd you get?
The button downs. I put them on my story that one time.
I remember them, but like, you're gonna have to show me again.
I'll show her. They're really cute.
Once we get an Instagram for this show,
you'll see our faces maybe.
Honestly, like, we will post everything that we talk about, I promise. We just, we gotta wait till the end of the semester when we're not dying.
When we're not dead on the inside. Yeah, because now
and then we'll make an Instagram and hopefully you guys will follow it.
Yeah.
But anyway, the story that
we. Oh, back to Marshalls. We love Marshalls.
Yeah. So the reason. I was talking about Will originally, and this is how I got on the topic.
Oh my god, Will, where is he?
Because I was on Amazon today for Cyber Monday.
I was on Amazon today.
And also the Echo Dot was $20, and I was texting my family, and I was like, does anyone want an Echo Dot? Because I wanted to get it for them for the holidays.
Aww.
Because I just spent a lot of money on myself, and I feel really guilty. And I'm like, I need to be getting gifts for people.
Yeah.
So none of my family wanted it. But then...
They didn't
want it. Will I still get it for myself? Probably. But then I was texting my brother and I was like, do you want it? He's like, no. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you want for Hanukkah?
Oh, you asked him. Good. Okay.
Of course I asked him. And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, you want to get back to me today? Because there's still Cyber Monday deals, even though it's Tuesday.
No, like sometimes like I feel like there are people who buy gifts like without asking. It's like, oh, like I thought of this for you, which is so sweet.
Yeah.
And there's like me who was like, Brendan, what do you want?
Yeah.
To my brother.
Well, no, I have to ask my brother because I don't know what he wants. I don't know what guys want.
I got him. I hope he doesn't listen to this. I don't think he does.
I'm sure he doesn't.
He doesn't. My brother's a 16-year-old. He's on the basketball team. He's like a varsity boy.
I'm sure my brother doesn't listen either.
I don't think so. But, like,
but I'll still say,
like,
how cute he is.
I was like, yo, bro, what's your favorite TV show? And he goes, I don't know, like The 100 or like How to Met Your Mother. And I was like, okay, I watched How I Met Your Mother. So I got him a mug. I did a mug Christmas. I got mugs.
Oh, cute.
And I got him a mug that had like all the catchphrases from How I Met Your Mother.
That's so nice.
And I got
my
dad and Fran Trump mugs, but like they're like mugs that make them look like idiots.
Oh my god, you're gonna get
like,
crucified.
It's like one of them is like, it's like, oh, a healthy cup of snowflake tears this morning. And I was like, yeah, that's so clever because they hate snowflakes.
Yeah, so it makes like liberals look like idiots. But you know what? They'll enjoy it.
They'll enjoy it. They really will.
That's thoughtful, Rin. You go with their interests, and it's okay. And it's witty and punny mugs.
Mugs are great.
I have to be positive and play all sides now.
Oh, yes, we do. Liberals are great. Conservatives are great. I couldn't even say the word.
You know what? No, we can't make generalizations.
We're not.
No,
that's why I said they're both great.
We can't make sweeping generalizations. That's not what we're talking about right now.
We are back. Oh, you have to finish the story. We haven't even gotten.
That's pretty much my story. Is that I asked my brother what he wanted. He said he didn't know. And then he asked me what I wanted. And I had a link of what I wanted. That's $11 from Amazon. Good thing it's
Ooh,
Cyber Monday.
Cheap.
But then I spent a lot of today looking at gifts. And I don't know what my parents want. I'm like, they're into tea. Let's get them something cute for tea. They totally listen. They're going to listen. I haven't gotten you guys anything yet when you listen to this. So
I get a gag gift every year from my friend of a tea box. And then I get a mug from them. And then I give
them. Why is that a gag gift?
Because it's the same gift for the past 5 years now.
Oh.
And I get my friend Bridget every year a scented candle and a lotion from Bath & Body Works.
But that's like really nice.
She hates the scented candles so much.
Oh my God.
Every year she's like, can I trade it for a different scent?
Well, wait, I was like, that's a really nice gift. I love a good scented candle.
I know.
Oh, that's
I like scented candles too. So sometimes she'll give it back to me. I get to keep a candle for myself.
You're the fucking worst.
It's a thoughtful gift.
But oh my God, if anyone has any suggestions of what I should get my parents for a gift, also I will be spending more money to get an Echo Dot because it's $20 and I want
Do
it.
Do not get an Echo Dot.
Why?
There's no need. I have an Echo Dot. It's worthless.
You want? Can I have your Echo Dot?
It's in my home.
Can I have it?
What if I re-gift it for you for Christmas?
Why not?
Okay. She might get an Echo Dot, guys.
I'll keep you posted.
You'll see after the book.
So, Rin, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I was with my parents are divorced, so I was with my stepmother and father, my actual father this year, and my brother and sister with me, and we went to my cousin's house, which is like, in, I don't even know, in Manalapan, Jersey? I don't know. It's somewhere in Jersey. And I am the only one of my family who is a liberal.
Oh, no.
And so, like, it's just, it's always very fun to, like, see how we communicate. Thank God this year it wasn't, it really wasn't that bad because we were really focusing on my grandmother.
Yeah. Oh, I know you were, like, nervous.
My aunt, yeah, my grandmother just was diagnosed with lung cancer. We're praying for her. It's, like, it was great to see her. It was great. And my aunt just got over breast cancer, so that was weird to see her. And, like, she was, it was great to see her, too. So it was, like, very nice to, like, come together as a family to, like, support each other, and that was great. Aww. And then, as a plus, my mother was celebrating Thanksgiving 9 minutes away at my aunt's house, so my dad dropped us off there at the end of the night. Aww. So we got to see that side of the family. So it was, like, I got to see both. It was really, really great.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
Yeah, it was really great. That. Fun times. I got to drink a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
Wine was great.
You texted me the next morning, you're like, I'm hungover.
I did say that the next morning, because I was hungover. Yeah, I had a lot of wine. It was great. Yeah, wine is great, guys.
Yeah, this is like the first
Thanksgiving, I'm 21.
The first Thanksgiving that I'm legal.
Yeah, exactly. Me too.
And I actually didn't drink anything.
Wow.
Water.
My father was like, keep drinking, Ryan. Stop nice. Talking.
I had a Thanksgiving is like my favorite day of the year because I love being with my fam.
She loves
all
her
my
fam.
Cousins. They're my best friends.
Yeah, they all go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so shout out to Emma, Zoe, Natalie.
Oh, Zoe.
Shout out to all of you. Because we just have the best time. We always play charades. Natalie, my cousin, her mom is Jerry. She's my dad's sister. And we have it at her house. I alternate every year going to Thanksgiving at my mom's family or my dad's family. This year we're at my dad's family.
Okay, fun.
And every time we're at my Aunt Jerry's house, we always play charades. And it's really fun.
Did you win?
No.
Okay.
You know what? It was pretty even. No one, like, didn't get anything.
Okay.
But we the other team was a little bit better.
So and Sophia lost. That's what she's saying.
No, we didn't lose. I was great.
She lost
also,
with grace.
Also, it's very upsetting because they're like, you're an actor, Sophia. You should be able to do this. But I'm like, are you kidding? That's not the same thing at all. God freaking damn it.
Our family, because we're actors, expect us to do these great tasks. Like at my grandfather's 80th birthday.
Like act out A Star Is
Born.
And I
they were like, sing.
I was like, I spread my whole body into what was obviously a star. And they're like, Jesus on a cross. And I'm like, look at my spread legs. Did Jesus have spread legs? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. He wasn't spread eagle when he was crucified.
No, it's a cross because his arms were out and his whole body was stiff together in the shape of a cross. His legs weren't out to like a star.
A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
No, but at my grandfather's 80th birthday, they were like, oh, Ryan, like, you have to make a speech. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll make a speech. But they were like, why didn't you sing, though? And I'm like, when would I have had time to rehearse a song for my grandfather's 80th surprise party? Sorry, Grandpa, I love you. You hear me sing all the time.
My grandpa carved the turkey. He's just the cutest. And oh, my God, the sides are, I think everyone can agree that the sides are the best part of Thanksgiving. The turkey is
what
like
sides? We love us some turkey with them. Gravy, but my favorite sides,
stuffing.
I think, are the sweet potatoes with like
marshmallows.
Oh yeah,
that's sexy.
Great. Mashed potatoes. I could live off of mashed potatoes.
And stuffing is my favorite food.
See,
of all
I don't
time.
Like stuffing, Whoa. But I tried it this year. I did. It was pretty good. It was decent.
Whoa.
I wasn't the biggest fan.
I think that's a huge wrench in our friendship that was just thrown.
I never got into it. I was afraid of it.
Oh,
I was like, what is this thing?
Oh my God, I'm just finding this out now. You guys, we're all finding this out together. I don't know if Ryan and I can be friends anymore. This might be the last episode of this podcast.
Because she eats a lot of stuffing.
Sophia loves stuffing.
I know that's
so
that's
much.
Why I'm hesitant to tell her that I don't really eat it whenever Thanksgiving comes around.
I'm nervous. I'm shaking.
I like the cranberry sauce on occasion.
I love the cranberry sauce.
On occasion.
And the string beans.
Oh, I don't like string beans. I'll eat them when I need to because
what's wrong with you,
I
Ryan?
Don't like greens, but I have to eat the greens. So
otherwise you'll get gout.
Do you know what gout is, guys? Gout is like where your feet look like shit.
Well,
no, that's not right. That's not.
I don't know.
That's not the scientific definition of what gout is.
I was watching
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
No, not Keeping Up. Chrisley Knows Best.
Oh, who the hell that is?
It's a great reality show on USA.
She watches so much reality television. So
I do.
Much.
And the father got gout because he doesn't eat healthy. And you'll get gout if you don't eat healthy.
You have to eat healthy, guys, or you'll get gout.
My dad hates eating greens too. Is it a boy thing? Do boys just hate
boys
greens?
Don't like their greens? That's generalization.
Yeah, let's generalization.
Boys out there, do you like your greens? Girls out there, do you like your greens?
Fucking love my greens.
People, do you like greens? That's the real question. Who likes greens anymore?
I do. Yeah, what do you mean anymore? I feel like you're an adult.
It's gone
like,
out
like
of
greens.
Style.
I don't give give a shit about style. I'm gonna eat what I wanna eat.
Never goes out of style.
Taylor Swift went out of style.
No, whoa. Reputation was one of the Reputation was phenomenal. Whoa. Guys, sorry. Like, Sophia does not like Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift is my lover of all life.
Yes.
I've seen
that's a big wrench in our
two
friendship
of her
too.
Concerts. I think she's phenomenal. I cry over all of her songs. One time, Sophia and I went abroad. We'll talk about that one day. But when I was abroad, I was like, guys, we have to play one Taylor Swift song, and I'm allowed to cry through the entirety of it. Oh, we turned off all the lights, and I played, I think it was All Too Well, off of Taylor Swift's best album, Red. And I cried for 5 minutes and 45 seconds, and when the song ended, I went, we're good, guys.
It was a terrifying moment because it was pitch black.
All you heard was my...
And it was terrifying how it just started and stopped so, like, instantly. Abruptly. What a good word.
I know, right?
But anyway, Thanksgiving break. Thanksgiving. Phenomenal. I cuddled my cat so much.
I cuddled my doggy because I got a new doggy. Luna's so cute. She came for Thanksgiving, too.
Oh, my God. I love my cat so much.
Sophia loves Roxy.
I cuddled her so much.
She has two cats, but she abuses the other cat.
I do nothing to her.
You love Roxy more. That's abuse to the other cat.
No, my God. Gracie has my dad and everyone else. She doesn't need
Gracie
me.
Gracie doesn't like you
She
sometimes.
Hisses at me.
I know why.
She hissed at me this weekend.
She liked me when I was there.
I was just trying to pet her because I smell like Roxy because she knows I love Roxy more. I do nothing to the cat. I'm horrifically, like, so against animal abuse. So don't even accuse me of that.
Don't even accuse you of it because you're perfect. Sophia has no. She has no abuse. She's the kindest soul in her body.
You have the kindest.
That doesn't make any sense. Okay. Kindest soul in your body. Oh. She doesn't have a. She doesn't have
it's
a
bone. It's the bone.
She's the kindest bones in her. No.
Like you don't have a mean.
You don't have a mean bone in your body. That's what I meant to say. But I think I was like, oh, she's so kind, but like kind bones.
Kind bones.
She has kind bones.
Can that be like our band name? Kind bones. We'll be the kind bones.
But like, is it with a D or is it kind bones?
No, with a D.
Kind bones.
Kind bones. Kind bones.
Kind bones.
Kind bones.
Kind bones.
We're going to get to our, like, main
actual
topic.
Let's get to our main topic of the week.
With, you know, like, 8 minutes to spare.
We got this. Maybe we'll go over the day. Maybe if we need
maybe
to.
Maybe we'll listen to
If you want to listen, you guys, yeah, it's a fun one.
So we want to, we were thinking, we're coming back from break. Yeah. And, you know, when you just go home and you're like, this was a much needed break. I just needed to get away, clear my head, mm-hmm. not be, like, around everyone all the time.
Because sometimes, space.
Yeah, your own space. And I just feel like when I'm here, I have to be on all the time because I'm with people all the time. I mean, I actually haven't felt it so much this semester.
I want you to hit my head, I guess.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I haven't felt it so much this semester, admittedly. I used to feel it every single semester, and I'd be like, I'm ready to go
The feeling
go
of
home.
Being on.
Yeah, and like needing to just turn off. Mm-hmm. I haven't felt it this semester as
that's
much,
good.
Which I'm very happy about because senior year, I want to enjoy it, and
exactly.
I feel like I am.
I feel like we both are.
But generally, I just feel like I relish breaks, and I need it to turn off. So we thought we would think of tips and tricks for how to kind of get a break while you're still on campus, while you're not actually at home on a break. So
yeah. So it's like sometimes, like, especially for me, when, like, I need to get away, I know a lot of colleges have, like, practice rooms, like, for their music students. So I like to go to a practice room or, like, find myself a piano and sing because it, like, gets out. It's just me. And it's great to, like, be in a space that you can, like, claim for just an hour and, like, use it to all of, like, your abilities. Like, I get to sing for an hour and, like, I come out of it feeling so much, like, my head is just clearer. That's great. It's a nice needed break from, like, sometimes the stressfulness of our whole school, which is so small.
Yeah. I really, like, I learned, honestly, this summer, a little late in the game, I really like to take walks to the park. There's this park right across the street from our school, and it has this rose garden.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing. I like going with other people, but I also just like to take a quick walk by myself and just be out in the fresh air and be away from people, sit on a bench, maybe listen to music, bring a book with me, or even just nod and just walk there and walk back.
It's just a way to breathe.
Yeah. What else do you like to do, Ryan?
I'm a big fan of locking myself in my bedroom and watching Netflix.
Oh, heck yeah.
Hashtag relatable content. I know it's hard for some people who have doubles or triples because, like, you have your roommates too. But, like, you have to relish and really take those moments where they're not there.
Yeah, or even just put in headphones. Like, my roommate, freshman and sophomore, even if we were both in there, we'd have our headphones on so we could each have our, like, alone time.
Yeah.
So I know some people, like, don't get alone time from the roommates at all. So if just if you can turn off the lights, put on headphones, and then watch, that's a way to just, like, try and block yourself.
Just, like, a 30-minute sitcom, make yourself laugh.
Yes!
Or watch, like, Grey's Anatomy, make yourself cry.
30 minutes, 6 hours, 40... whatever.
Oh, they're mutually exclusive, those hours, right? Yeah.
Yes. Marathon binge. You know,
what what shows have you binged while you're on your break, Sis?
I just started the show New Amsterdam.
Oh yes, she told me about this during break.
I did.
It's like Grey's Anatomy.
New kind of Grey's Anatomy, but it's just fresher because I think Grey's Anatomy is really stale.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
It's my TV show.
I watched it for 12 seasons and then
I'm still watching 15, guys. Can't. They introduced their first gay character and like...
After 15 freaking...
No, the first gay. Not they've had lesbians.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, wait a minute, Callie and Arizona.
Yes, this is like... they introduced gay. Yeah, so two gay characters and it's a great, nice, fresh take.
Well...
Sorry, back to...
what shows are you watching? That's the one show that like I just started. I'm also watching Parks and Rec again for the fourth time.
Me and Soph, she's watching that for the fourth time. I can't watch TV shows more than once. Let's ask that question. Do you guys like to watch a certain show more than once? Because for me personally, like I will watch a series straight through and feel like I'm done. Well, except for Friends. That's the show I go to when I need to cool down.
Well, yeah, because that's like a cool down happy show. Parks and Rec is also like a cool down happy show for me. So that's why I feel like I can watch it again. But like Grey's Anatomy could not watch it.
I know people
again.
Who watch all those seasons all over again.
I can't.
And I'm like, how do you have time to watch 15 seasons of television?
Like How to Get Away with Murder. Love that show.
Yes.
Really into
do you
it
watch
now.
That
I'm
now?
All caught. Yeah, I'm all caught up. But like I couldn't watch it again.
No, yeah, it's too much. Yeah, but I'm watching, me and Sophia like to watch Riverdale together.
Yes, we do. Like,
we call it hate watching it because we both hate the show, but we both love the show more than you could know.
Yeah, like we love bashing it.
We bash it and we cry
so
and we scream
now.
At it all the time.
I never cry. I'm not emotionally invested in it anymore, but I just love the ridiculousness. I don't get it. They're 16. How is all this happening?
But these people have like bars that they own. They're in the mafia.
They're freaking 16. I don't get it.
I know. And they're having more sex than I did at 16 years old. I'll tell you that much right now.
Hundo P.
I was like, 16? What's a girl? What's a boy?
Well, he's not having sex at 16.
Nothing. What's it called? What else do I watch? Oh, I watch a lot of reality television. Like, but not the TV shows. Like, I watch the game shows. Like, Like, I finished Dancing with the Stars.
Do you watch Dancing with the Stars,
I
Junior?
Don't watch the Juniors one.
Why?
I heard the Juniors one is great.
I'm watching it.
I know you are. I watch Survivor. That's, like, my favorite television show. If I want to be on Survivor, that's, like, one of my goals. That, Big Brother. I watch The Voice. The Voice this season is great. You guys really should watch. I like to like the singing, dancing shows and the competition ones.
So all of these are, like, very de-stressing shows.
They really are.
Like, I love just, again, locking myself in my room, putting my weighted blanket on. 10 out of 10 would recommend
a weighted blanket.
Cyber Monday deals are still going on.
It's there, guys. Get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another place that I liked... Oh, you go first, baby.
No, you go.
You hang up first.
I know. I'm going to go then. so you want to be on Survivor. Let's make that happen. My goal is to be just D-list enough that I get to be asked to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Because every single cast member is a D-lister. The biggest star that they had this season was Luna Lovegood from Harry Potter.
Love her.
And she was great.
She came in like third, right?
I don't want to... It's been a week. Can I say the winner?
Yeah.
The guy who won was dreadful. There was no reason for him to win.
I didn't watch it, but I'm like, I didn't want him to win anyway.
No, it's because he had the fans. Like, it all comes down to like, the voting.
Well, that's nice that we have like autonomy there, the fans.
Yeah, but who actually votes? I don't vote. I watch the show on DVR.
They don't give you a number. Don't you like vote in
online nowadays?
Like, I thought you vote like if you're in the audience.
You could do texting.
You
could do text. You could do online now and in the audience as well.
I remember when like you had to call for American Idol back in
2006. I would call for American Idol. It was a great show.
Oh my god, my mom and I would do it.
And now it's back with Katy Perry.
No, I think they had one season and
no, it's back already.
I thought it was dead.
They're coming back for another one, girl.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
The same cast. I think it's Katy Perry, Keith Urban, and what's the other guy? No, not Keith Urban. Oh, it is Keith Urban.
Wasn't it Keith Urban?
Keith Urban. He's the one married to Nicole Kidman, right?
Yes.
She's got those big hands. Has anyone ever seen that meme?
The clapping thing?
Her clapping and her hands are like outstretched like aliens.
I like how that's, you know, Nicole Kidman with the big hands.
Also from Big Little Lies, a phenomenal performance, and she deserved the Emmy for that role.
Oh, my God. Okay, poor tips.
Another place where I love to go is like, our school has a library. As I said that, I was like, oh, God.
Pretty much every school.
Most schools has libraries. And, like, what I like to do is we have a C level. I think a lot of colleges have, like, levels where you'd be quieter per level. And we have the sea level. And next
great
to the sea level.
Place to poop.
Yes, because there's no one down there. Next to the sea level, they have these beanbag chairs. And I love to jump in the beanbag chairs and just watch television down there.
You do love because to go to your beanbags.
Yeah. And then when people see one person there, they're like, I can't sit next to them. So you have the whole space to yourself.
That's true.
You set up shop, you're there for hours, girl.
They're huge, these beanbag chairs. They're like bigger than my bed.
Beanbag chairs, and I love them.
Bean. I can't even finish that because how you're looking at me.
I'm looking at her like she's crazy. Because she's my cute, crazy girly.
Okay. Let's see. What else do we like to do?
So what do you like to do on your... What do you like to do for breaks? Other places? Other tips? Oh, we have a farmer's market.
I love the farmer's market. I guess just like for any break, just get off campus as much as you possibly can.
I know people... It's hard to have... If you don't have a car to get places.
Anywhere within walking distance.
Yeah, walk somewhere.
It really just clears your head, even if you just go to, like, Panera to eat, and it's really quick. Want to go to Panera for dinner?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, nope, offer's done now. Okay, guess it's over. Guess my dream is dead. But, yeah, just getting off campus. And just, if you can be away from people, it is one thing that I didn't really know freshman year is that it's okay to be alone.
Mm-hmm. I think we talked about it, like the FOMO was so real for us.
Yeah.
That we felt like we had to go out, and now we're so able to just
To not if we want to. But also even just during the day, I was like, if I'm not with people, I'm not doing college right.
No.
Like I'm doing something wrong. Like, no, it is so okay to have your alone time. Everyone has their own different needs, and you do what you feel like you need in that moment, and that is right. And
Another way to take a break, especially like I think like what I've realized is like this doing this podcast is like kind of like a break for me. Like I get to like be with my best friend and just talk the shit. And I feel like you guys can like, again, like you can go make music. You guys can go read a book, write poetry, like do something for yourself.
Yeah. Do something productive that's not school related.
Yeah. Cause you don't need to just devote. Yes. School is important. I'm not saying that, but like school's a lot and you need to breathe sometimes.
Yeah. Like, even though this is working, obviously, you know, we can't get to everything that we want to get to because we don't have time to. Like,
no.
We're still making time to still do it outside of our schoolwork.
And we're having a fun time doing it.
We're having a great time, one. And it's becoming, for one, it's important to us because we're doing something that's fulfilling that's not school related.
Thank gosh.
Pretty much just said the same thing 600 times.
It's okay. Really it's called round it, a circle answer, right?
Yeah.
A secular answer? No.
Circular.
What's secular?
Cyclical.
Cyclical.
Not secular. It's a combination.
Sounds sickly.
Cyclical and circular.
Yeah, that's...
Say that like 600. Cyclical and circular. Nice.
Good job.
And that is how we end
a show. So thank you.
Thank you guys
for sticking with us again for another week. This is our fourth week now. That's crazy. Yeah, it's been a month of us doing this.
Well, it's technically even more than
that. It's been a month and a week.
Like a month and a week. 5 weeks.
But don't worry. We are going to keep doing these. We're looking forward for a couple of collaborations
special
guests coming soon because there is another...
We're not gonna spoil it. Just get ready. But we're gonna have special guests.
You'll hear some familiar faces. You'll hear some familiar voices.
Well, maybe. Not if they don't go to Muhlenberg, they won't be familiar. Oh, but you know what? It doesn't matter.
You'll hear some voices that aren't just ours.
Pretty much.
A nice change.
And again, if there's anything that you want,
please send us more.
To discuss. Yeah. You can comment on our Facebook post. Email us at nyacbpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to really try and get social media up and running soon.
Yeah, that's our goal.
Thank you for sticking with us. Feel free to message either one of us.
We love it when you guys text us.
And if you don't, you can find us on Facebook. I'm Sophia Richter.
And I am Ryan Connolly. You can find us on Instagram. What's your...
I am SophX Rose.
And I'm Ryan Connolly 21.
DM us.
We love a good DM.
We do.
We don't get them a lot.
No. We said that on our very first episode.
It's true, because it still hasn't changed in a month and a half, guys.
Great.
Well,
this is changes,
signing off,
right? Farewell, college best friends.
We love you.